This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, yeah, I told you guys how I grew up. I liked playing with boy toys better than girl toys. I hated Barbies. I had more friends who were boys than girls. The boys were nicer. Some boys were bullies, but I just thought what they were doing is more fun. I didn't like the tea parties. I didn't like hanging with the girls. I just didn't. Always hung out with the boys, but I was always fascinated with becoming a princess. I thought some of the Disney stories were really beautiful, like Cinderella. Or I could be blonde. Again, I've always wanted to be blonde as a kid. I wanted to be in a big, beautiful dress, have a small waist. Yeah, that happened. I did, for some period of time, had a small waist. Be in a big, beautiful dress. Some handsome prince gives me a pair of shoes or tries to put a shoe on my foot. It fits because my foot is so small and delicate, which I didn't have as a kid. My feet are size 10. I got big feet. And I just wanted to be just a princess that was taken off into the sunset. I hated growing up. I didn't like my childhood. I didn't like, you know, my parents. I didn't like having to go to 12 schools. I didn't like, you know, getting the belt. I didn't like my siblings. I wanted to just escape. And so the whole princess idea, the whole fairy tale idea, yeah, I guess it's sexist and it's all the terms used for it, but you know what? I like those stories. They're beautiful. They're nostalgic. And yeah, you don't need a prince to come save the day. And I ended up not needing a prince. I saved my own day. I moved out when I was 18, supported myself, worked my way through college and medical school, and I did it. I love my parents, but my father, rest in peace, but I just, you know, needed to be away from them and my family. And it ended up working. And I didn't need a prince. But I got to tell you, though, the idea of being swept off your feet and a handsome prince coming into your life and taking you into a castle and treating you like royalty, just, I don't know. It seems kind of cool. Well, Meghan Markle, I don't know if you've been following this whole thing, she got to do just that. She was lifted up by, and maybe she was already a star. I think she was on, I don't know, Let's Make a Deal. I forget which game show she was on. The one with the suitcases. And she was swept off her feet by a prince, was taken back to England, got to move into a castle, have the wedding of anyone's dreams, and become a princess. And it wasn't, I guess, a fairy tale. And it made her suicidal. She wanted to leave. There were issues brought up of race, and she, in a tell-all to Oprah, she and Harry basically really unloaded a whole bunch of stuff on the royals. Now, the Queen has made a statement, and it was a pretty short statement. It says, the whole family is saddened to learn the full extent of how challenging the last few years have been for Harry and Meghan. The issues raised, particularly that of race, are concerning. While some recollections may vary, they are taken very seriously and will be addressed by the family privately. Harry, Meghan, and Archie will always be much-loved family members. Very well written. I know some people were kind of wondering how long it was going to, you know, take for the royal family to respond. And, you know, people like me, I really never followed the royal family. I mean, maybe it's because of when I was younger. You know, Princess Diana, I was so much younger than what was going on, you know, with that. So I knew about Lady Diana. I knew she got married. I saw part of the wedding. To me, it was kind of long and boring. She didn't smile a lot. That's all I really remember. But I thought she was pretty. I thought Prince Charles looked as happy as he could be. A lot of, you know, hoopla. And then, you know, when I was in early residency, you know, she had died. I believe that was 1997. I started to, I don't know, pay a little attention more to the royals. But again, I'm not from England, so I just didn't, you know much about it. And, you know, besides any of my friends who were saying, you know, long live the queen, I'm like, yeah, long live the queen. She looks like a great lady. Didn't know much about her. And then I saw The Crown. And you really grew a respect for the royal family, but you also saw how, like most families, they're dysfunctional. I thought my family was one of the most dysfunctional families. I still think it is. But, you know, all families have their drama. And so, you know, many people think that the other side and being rich and royal is a gift. And trust me, I mean, you know, being able to have the millions that they have, I mean, I do not feel sorry for Harry and Meghan. I could empathize how that must have been difficult, but I would much rather, you know, use my empathy and just, you know, pieces of my heart for people who are starving. You know, with people who've lost families to cancer, things like that. That's where I really want to, you know, spend time and effort on. But, you know, it's a very hot topic now, especially in England, because nobody has really gone after the royal family to that degree. Piers Morgan, in breaking news, has actually quit his UK breakfast show. Cancel culture claims the TV star, they say, because even though he scored record ratings, he whipped up a bunch of complaints because he didn't believe Meghan. A lot of people don't believe Meghan. I just don't know much about it. I don't care. To be honest, I just don't care. But I do find it very intriguing that while people are going through all this with COVID, and people are struggling to the degree they're struggling, we are forced in the media to spend time on the plight of Meghan and Harry. And maybe it's a distraction, but I thought it was kind of in bad taste unless they needed it for timing of their Netflix show, because you got people really struggling. We're going to be talking about that. 4 in 10 Americans, at least, are having major financial issues from the pandemic. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world. world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So while the media is just playing and crying a river for Meghan Markle and Harry, and mind you, if there are some issues with the royal family, you know, especially on the racism front, now is the time to obviously, you know, fix that and correct any wrongs that might have allegedly happened. But you know, the rest of us are kind of really struggling, and so I you know, we can't really work up, you know, the sympathy that I think, you know, the royals need at this time. And Meghan, and I don't even know if Meghan and Harry are considered royals anymore with everything going on. But we are being told that 4 in 10 Americans are struggling financially 1 year after the coronavirus struck the U.S. So we're kind of at the year mark. This is, I don't know what the exact day university, the anniversary is, because we were seeing cases out of December, early January. We didn't talk about it until January. February, we kind of started to figure things out. We were watching what was happening in other countries. By March, we started to lock down. But the lockdown is what really killed our economy. About half of the adults, according to CBS News, who are not retired, said the pandemic has made it harder for them to reach their financial goals. This rises to 58% for lower-income people. I'm surprised that only half of all adults, I mean, I'm telling you right now, whatever plans I had for retirement are gone. I have no path currently after COVID for retirement. So they say, you know, half of adults who are not retired say the pandemic made it harder to reach your financial goals. My financial goal is to make sure that I have some sort of, you know, income stream where I can continually work. I mean, I'm very blessed. I'm doing telemedicine. I'm doing media. But any of this can change in a heartbeat. Look how medicine changed. Many people with medical offices lost patients to telemedicine. I mean, things, industries change like anything. And the COVID pandemic proved that, because it proved that a government at any time can say you could work and you can't. And a society at any time could cancel you and make you toxic or contaminated so nobody can hire you. So I would probably say 90% of us are realizing that we're not going to, we have to redefine and pivot if we want to figure out how we're going to move forward. They say one of the goals is retirement itself. About a quarter of people over 50 said they delayed their retirement thanks to the outbreak or expect to delay it. I still don't see how I'd be able to retire. We don't have money in the bank. Most of the money we went had to bury relatives that, you know, because they didn't have money for their burial. So we emptied out our savings for that. And then we have kids and we have college and we have, and our kids are going in-state. I mean, you know, we're not really putting them in Ivy League by any means. Not that they would have gotten in. I love my kids, but they weren't Ivy League material. You know, I just don't see us there. They say 4 in 10 Americans have taken a pay cut, been laid off, lived with someone who has. For Hispanic and Asian households, a majority have experienced such income loss. 61% of Hispanic, 58% of Asian households say they had taken a pay cut or have been laid off. In terms of age groups, ages 18 to 29 have had the highest percentage of layoffs or pay cuts. Ages 30 to 49, 51%, whereas the younger ones under 30, 61%. 50 to 64, 41%. Over 65, 21%. Now, it could just be because there were less 65-year-old pluses in the workplace, but still, looks like the young people were some of the hardest hit, and that would make sense. Retail, restaurants, bars, vendors, sports arenas, concerts. Very interesting in terms of the degrees. A high school degree had the same risk of being laid off or pay cut as people with some college or a bachelor's degree. Those with a bachelor's were at 41%, high school 45%. So bachelor's protected you a little bit, but still, people with college degrees, they lost a job. When you look at lower income, middle income, and upper income, lower income got the worst hit, about 50%, middle income 45%, upper income 33%. So this was a Pew poll. They said job losses were skewed by income. Half of low-income workers lost jobs or pay. Pew data reflects the bifurcated economy, much of which went virtual last year. Travel ceased, entertainment and food venues closed, millions of lower-paid jobs got lost. Large proportions of professional workers in fields like technology, law, or finance, they could still work. Accountants worked from home. Lawyers worked from home. Maybe they had less clients, but they still were able to work. Tech were able to work from home. One analysis found that higher paid workers are 6 times more likely to be able to work remotely than lower paid colleagues. So spending, low income Americans were more likely to see income drops and were less likely to cut spending. They said upper-income adults were also more likely than those with middle and lower incomes to say they have been spending less and saving more money since the coronavirus outbreak began. More than 8 in 10 high-income adults reported spending less during the pandemic. Well, if high-income, if the rich and the bougie, I'm not making fun of them, I'm just saying if the rich and bougie would go on trips or take a yacht, and they can't take that yacht, or they can't go on trips, or they can't, you know, go to the Super Bowl, they probably did spend less. So, yeah, it's relative. But for those of us that don't make as much money, you know, with the exception of going to a movie, we started to travel more the last couple years, but basically, with the exception of going to a movie theater or going to my friend's house, that was kind of all we did. Maybe we'd drive out to LA, maybe we'd go camping. So, you know, you're kind of more circling the equator in terms of spending, as opposed to not making these big, fancy purchases. So they say 9 to 10 high-income workers and 2/3 of middle-income ones spend less because their daily activities have changed due to coronavirus-related restrictions. They dropped daily commutes, canceled travel plans, shuttered restaurants, less, shall we say, Uber, less drinking. Well, I think people drink, but less, you know, let's go to the club and let's Uber home or take a cab. So, you know, but a lot of people are worried about their personal finances. I've definitely spent less. When Coming to America came out, that movie, and I'll tell you guys what I thought about it. It was cute. I liked it, but definitely not as good as the first one. My husband's like, do you want to go to the movie theater? It's in the movies. I said, no. We might as well save money. We could watch it for free at home. Why would I spend $60-$70 right now? You know, so we're all kind of rethinking. If you're spending money on your Netflix and your streaming, you're probably not going to go to the movies, which is why AMC, Cinemark, Regal are going to really get hit. They say 3 in 10 adults told Pew that they often worry about debt. Black and Latino workers are more likely to report frequent worrying than white respondents were, they say. Just under 1 in 5 Americans were worried about paying their rent or mortgage on time, buying enough food for the family. A lot of people are concerned what's going to happen in terms of rent assistance. We know that the COVID package is supposed to help with some of that. But for those people that haven't paid rent in over a year, their landlords need money. Because their landlords are going to probably lose the apartment or lose the house. So people are stressed. I think they're really, really stressed. So this financial distress that they're seeing is a little better than it was when we were in a free fall in April. Half of Americans said their personal financial situation is still good or excellent. I don't know who would say excellent, but maybe some people are still making money. Their boss said, look, we're going to be good, or we benefited from the pandemic, so we're even stronger than we ever were. Maybe some people made money in the stock market. But it's, you know, we have a country that's really, really hurting. On the stimulus package front, the House plans to pass it today, the COVID relief bill that was fixed up in the Senate, and then they're going to send it to Biden, who will probably sign it. Somebody's going to have to put in front of him and explain to him what it is. Sorry. Biden just doesn't seem to be really on it these days. But the chamber received the Senate passed package on Tuesday. They're going to take the procedural steps to set a final approval Wednesday morning. According to Majority Leader Steny Hoyer's office, Biden aims to sign the legislation in time to beat a Sunday deadline to renew unemployment aid programs. So the direct payments of up to $1,400 should hit Americans' bank accounts this month. The Democrats will likely pass the package without Republican votes. GOP was concerned that some of the money was going to, pork or things that weren't going to COVID recipients, like the direct Americans. Some of those things got fixed. There will be an extra $300 per week of jobless benefit unemployment boost. That'll expand through September 6th. And money will go to the schools. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Democrats are preparing to vote on President Biden's coronavirus relief bill this week. Democrat Caucus Chair Hakeem Jeffries saying the clock will start to tick now that the Senate has transmitted the measure to the House.
The American Rescue Plan is transformative. It will comprehensively and compassionately meet the moment as a result of the devastating COVID-19 pandemic.
It took the Senate roughly 70 hours to send the final version of the bill to the House. Arizona and Montana are suing the Biden administration's limit to arrests at the border. Arizona AG Mark Brnovich suing the Department of Homeland Security. He's arguing the proposed 100-day moratorium on deportations, which he says would mean thousands of people being blindly released into his state. This is USA Radio News. TV ratings for the NBA All-Star Game hit a record low with only 6 million viewers across TNT and TBS. That's down almost 20% from last year. As record rainfall continues in Maui, a dam is overflowing.
If you've ever been to Maui, Hawaii, you know it rains a lot, especially in the higher elevations. It rains almost every day of the year. So when a dam is overflowed because of rain, you know it's a lot of rain. Maui County officials advise those who evacuated their homes in Haikou to escape flooding from the overflowed Kapakalua Dam on Monday not to return to the area until it's safe to do so. Maui Mayor Michael Victorino says heavy rains and flooding like this have not been seen for decades.
More resources are being pushed into this area right now. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a real flooding situation we have not seen in a long time.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, Happy and I got our vaccine, and we want to travel. We can't. There's a lot going on in the family, so we're going to kind of lay low. And also, we want to save money. But one of the reasons why we're not traveling is because where we wanted to go, we were going to go to the British Virgin Isles. And Ireland, British Virgin Islands, and we were going to run a boat. You could do really cheap. You could actually get out there pretty cheap. And then we were going to live on the boat for about a week, scuba dive and snorkel as we island hop. Really, really cool stuff. and we want it to do that. And one of the reasons why we're not is because we have to prove, we were going to go with another family, we would have to prove that all of us were COVID negative to land there. Would still have to do a quarantine, even if we were COVID negative for 5 days. Then try to do our trip. By the way, having to spend money and spend time in a hotel for 5 days. After 5 days, I'm going to be done. I'm not even going to want to go on the boat. And then to get back to America, would have to test negative for COVID. And the chance of us being with kids, right, and just one of them triggering the test positive, it just didn't seem practical. So some people are thinking, look, all right, if I got a vaccine, give me a get-out-of-jail-free card. Let me show everybody the vaccine so I can get in and out of the country. Me, I don't see that working because of the variants. And we're seeing people get COVID after, you know, or test positive for COVID after the vaccine. So I knew when the vaccine rollout was going to come into play that it didn't necessarily mean we were going to be out of the woods because you could still test positive and we have the variants, you know. But the airline industry, which I didn't think was going to be a big proponent for passports, apparently the airline industry has brought this up. So remember yesterday when the CDC released guidelines on how if you've been vaccinated, you can be around other vaccinated people in a small group without a mask? And everyone's like, hey, Susan, go to a temporary party. You could be around unvaccinated people in a single household for Easter or Passover or whatever. And as long as everybody there was at low risk for COVID. Why? Because you could be transmitting COVID. You can go to a small size gathering, still wear masks, social distance if it's outside in public, but at least you got to be around others and you could avoid quarantine if you were exposed to somebody who came to work that had COVID. As long as you don't have symptoms, you can avoid the quarantine and still work and not have to take off 14 days. So it's huge. Okay, that vaccine is allowing you to do stuff. Not still 100%, right? Because they said with travel, you still need to wear masks, you still need to social distance, and the fact they even suggest it's still trying to avoid travel. Because again, they don't want these other variants coming in. Now that we see the South African variant in Hawaii, and the UK variant is there, and these were picked up in people that didn't travel, obviously somebody's bringing that stuff in. So the CDC had kind of cautioned, guys, maybe slow down on travel. Well, the airline industry today spoke out going, oh, hell no. Let's do passports. So let me kind of tell you what they said. Oh, they got their panties all up in a bunch, and I knew they would. Because remember, the airline industry, they are running on fumes. I keep on bringing up that Die Hard 2 movie where these planes need to land because the bad guys messed up the power grids, nobody could see the runway, and for some reason the whole 2 hours they couldn't fly to another airport even though they were on the eastern seaboard. Don't ask. So they said, you know what, we just gotta land. And so that's where the travel industry is now. I'm not playing a violin for them. I'd rather play a violin for the travel industry than Harry and Meghan. I just think the travel industry has really taken a lot of hits also. But the travel industry luckily still has some money, but they are on the verge of bankruptcy if they don't get people traveling again. So when the CDC still urged people hold off traveling, they were like, ah. So they had suggested travel passports, which is what I'm asking you guys. How do you feel? So leading airline and business groups called on the Biden administration to issue vaccine passports and pushed against the CDC for urging fully vaccinated Americans to avoid travel. Airlines for America is an industry group, and they said in a statement that being on a plane poses low risk for contracting the virus due to filtered air and mandated mask wearing. Now, I don't see how being next to somebody on a plane really keeps you from getting COVID, just if they're wearing a dirty mask that's wet, etc. But we've been on planes next to flu. We've been on planes next to people with tuberculosis, and we haven't had a cow. So we are going to eventually have to be okay with traveling. But they went to Biden. They were like, look, okay, you need to do something here. And Biden's still all dealing with the whole dog gate, you know, where the dog bit somebody in the White House, and the dog says to go back to Delaware. So Biden has his hands full today. Today it's about the dogs. I hope he'll be able to sign the stimulus package once he gets it, you know, but He's got dog gate to deal with. Doggies are going back to Delaware because doggies don't want to be in the White House. They don't like a lot of the White House officials around there. Huh. Wouldn't be the only ones. So, anyway, they say the so-called vaccine passports would let travelers show they've been inoculated against COVID-19. But airlines are feeling that the hodgepodge documents of different states would cause confusion. Hodgepodge. I've never used that term, hodgepodge. It's kind of funny. Okay, like a mess. So, when you guys got vaccinated, what did you get? Were you given a tattoo? No. Thank God. Did not want a tattoo. Were you given a scar like we did with the smallpox? I got a smallpox scar. Just ruined, you know, when I was in a bikini, I had beautiful arms, except for that ugly scar. And you have to have the scar to show that you were vaccinated against smallpox. But I have a card that has my age. Surprise, that fit. It has my age. It has that it was Pfizer. It has the lot number. It says who gave it to me. It's a card. I hope I don't lose the card. I took pictures. I didn't post it on social media because you're not supposed to, because people can copy the card. I don't care if people know my age. But, you know, you don't want people copying the card and making fake vaccine cards. But it's a card that, unfortunately, people can reproduce. So the airline industry went to Biden saying, can you make some sort of a national database where whoever's vaccinated can travel? And I understand the airlines are upset. And I want the state opening up. I don't want people going under. But if I have to speak with my medical hat on, just because somebody's vaccinated doesn't mean they can't transmit the virus. Now, what I don't like about vaccine passports, I get why the travel agency wants it. What I don't like is there's passport means not a freedom to travel. Passport means a limitation or a blocking and obstruction to travel if you don't have it. So that's what makes me nervous. Because there are a lot of people I know who got Guillain-Barré from a flu shot, where they had that neurological, immune system fighting the nerves. So they're hesitant on getting the COVID vaccine. There's a lot of people I know that don't want to get the COVID vaccine. So are they going to lose their right to travel? And once you start something like a COVID passport, what if you lose it? I'm telling you right now, I know where the cards are. I bet in a matter of weeks I lose those suckers. So I told my husband we got to scan them. We still haven't scanned them because they're on my desk on a corner. Somebody's going to spill something on them. I just know it. It's not electronic. It's not in some database. Not that I want to be in a database. Trust me, I don't want to be in any more databases than I have to be. But I don't know where that goes. And so I want to hear from you guys. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Are vaccine passports okay? Do you see them causing a slew of problems? Do you think it's going to impede people who want to travel to travel? Do you think it's going to be a headache? Because we still probably have at least half the country that don't want to get the vaccine. Let's hear from you guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word trend to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word trend to 48542. Text trend to 48542. Text the word trend to 48542.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a little bit of breaking news. There's a hospital in the Po River Valley town of Chiari. This is in Italy, in northern Italy's Brescia province. And apparently they are on high alert because their hospital is overrun with COVID patients. Now, this is a headline you would think would be a year old when hospitals were becoming overrun a year ago in Italy. But unfortunately, we're hearing about it now. and I do not want COVID coming back. I don't want a fourth wave, but I do have to report the news. Okay? Say the history has repeated itself 1 year after Lombardy became the epicenter of Italy's pandemic. And they say it is a 160-bed hospital. And the UK variant has surged in Italy, filling 90% of the hospital beds in this province. And Italy has now crossed the threshold of 100,000 pandemic dead on Monday. And it marks the one-year anniversary today of Italy's draconian lockdown. Italy was one of the first ones in Western. I think China locked down first. And this hard-hit hospital may be a sign that other hospitals will be an issue or have issues. This is Dr. Gabrielle Zanellini, runs the COVID-19 ward in the M. Mellini Hospital. And she says they were able to offer a safety valve to hard-hit Bergamo and to Milan and Varese in the fall. Now he has to ask hospitals, it's a he, everywhere in the region to take hospitals that he can't take himself. So new measures are being considered right now in Rome to tamp down the increase in new cases attributed to virus variants, including those in of the South African and Brazilian variants. And the UK strain is being prevalent in Italy. And it's already affecting school-age children, adolescents. So all schools and are now on distance learning in Italy. We do not need this to happen again. But it looks like we're starting to move down that path. This isn't Italy. But if you remember, that's kind of where things started to focus. When we were in February listening to what was going on in China, and we were thinking, is this going to come to America? Remember the avian flu and everybody freaked out and was starting to buy up a whole bunch of Tamiflu? And we were going, huh, you know, our hospitals have a lot of flu. And I'm like, guys, it could be COVID. Nobody's testing, you know, for flu. A lot of these people are calling telemedicine. I'm telling them to get tested for flu because if they're flu negative, it could be COVID. And we didn't really have testing ubiquitously either and widespreadly available. Italy was already starting to lock down. This was, what, March 9th of last year? So seeing them already start looking at lockdowns again is making us nervous. And we were told, don't worry, vaccinations are going to be fine. I'm not sure how much of the population in Italy is vaccinated, but I know they have been on their vaccination game. Let me see if I could pull up vaccine rate Italy. Sorry about this. Yeah, I Google as I go. Look, you know, you use what you can when you're in radio. They're talking about how the COVID cases are spiking. The vaccine rollout has lagged, they said. Apparently, it's at a slower than expected pace. I don't have the full number. 5.2 million vaccines have been administered in Italy, or 8.7 doses per 100 people. So that's about 8% of their population has started to get vaccinated. So it's still too early to tell if that vaccine is going to be effective. In America, we're about 10% vaccinated right now. So we have a long way to go. That means 90% of people are not vaccinated. If that UK variant is spreading, and by the way, it has been predicted that the UK variant is going to spread to be the more prominent strain, we could have an issue. Now, we were told that the UK strain is more infectious, but not deadly, not as deadly. So we were like, all right, well, good, but that isn't good, because the more people that get it, if we still let people end up in the hospital, we'd like to treat them, but we can't have our hospitals overwhelmed. Remember, our goal is to keep people from dying, but to also keep people from needing to go to the hospital. So if we can keep them out of the hospital and keep them from dying and just have them at home with a cold or a little bit of nausea or a little bit of diarrhea, we've then had a successful vaccine rollout. So Italian officials have blamed this latest surge on the more contagious coronavirus variant first discovered in the UK that swept through Italy schools. Country, though, is still well below its peak last fall. So let's hope they can get a hold of it. Houston is in the news. Houston, we have a problem. And the Houston issue has been they warned of a, quote, uncontrolled coronavirus variant spread after they detected the UK strain in the wastewater. Houston health officials warned Monday that the UK coronavirus variant was detected in most city wastewater treatment plants, suggesting ongoing and uncontrolled community spread. I guess that means people tested the poo-poo. In a news release posted on March 8th, officials said that samples collected on February 22nd detected the UK variant, also identified as the B117, at 31 of the city's 39 wastewater treatment plants. Earlier in the month, it had been detected at 21 of the plants. So the prevalence of the UK variant in our wastewater shows it's actively spreading in our city. So Dr. David Percy, Houston's chief medical officer, said this is another clear indication that we must continue to mask up, practice social distancing, wash your hands, get tested, get vaccinated when possible. So this is something going back and forth, and I've given you guys my opinion. I'll give it to you again. Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced last week that the state would no longer abide by a mask mandate as federal officials urged states not to let up on restrictions too soon. He said removing statewide mandates does not end personal responsibility. It's just now state mandates are no longer needed. So this repeal goes into effect tomorrow. And it's, guys, wear masks if you want. We're just not going to use public officials or law enforcement to enforce it. We're also not going to force businesses to be closed. If a business needs to open up because they can't feed their family and they can't feed their employees, they could open up. But guys, we're in a pandemic. You guys are all grown adults. You do what needs to be done. And I'm not in disagreement with that entirely because we are grown-ups. If you're afraid of getting coronavirus, if you're not, you know, wanting to get the vaccine, you're not, you know, then you might want to use a facial cover. You could still wear one. It just, does the government have to now expend law enforcement to be, because you know they're getting calls. Somebody's not wearing a mask, and there's fights in restaurants, and there's fights in retail. Law enforcement doesn't need to be bothered with that right now. So if you get rid of a mandate or a law, it's up to you guys. You can still wear a mask, you can still social distance. We're just not going to make it a crime. We're not going to be mandating it. And another reason why I don't completely disagree with it is because already Texas's border is being opened up and more migrants are coming in that have COVID. And we just had 100 released, I guess they said last week, that were COVID positive. So if Texas isn't allowed to control what the feds are doing on their border, and the cases are going to rise anyway, then businesses are like, are you telling me again we're going to have another surge? We are going to have another surge. It's going to happen anyway. It's already happening. We're going to have another surge. Yeah, you might not see it in the hospitalizations yet, but it's going to happen. So at that point, you know, let businesses make whatever money they can legally and ethically. You know, people try to be safe. If you don't think you're going to be safe, don't go. And you know, it's very tricky. Because, you know, how does a state lock down when their border is opened up? It's, you know, not easy. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.